This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show today. And today's going to be a little different than normal. And I hope that's okay, because I've been preparing for a speech for a women's group that's going to be happening tomorrow evening. And the Lord has just been really, really, really speaking to me. And I've been praying. I've been in the Word, because it's a huge, huge honor and responsibility to be in a position to where you're going to speak into people. And I don't take that lightly at all. It's serious. It's very serious. And I'm going to be speaking to women that have been around even maybe longer than me, or at least as long as me, and or almost as long as me. And they're wise. They're very wise women, and it's a church. So I just want to be prepared with a message that's going to fit where these women are. And now, obviously, I'm not going to know that. I'm not going to know what it is they need to hear. But God does. And that's the beauty of the whole entire thing, is that God's in control, if we allow Him to be. And He will direct us, guide us, give us the words, help us with our delivery. And I'm relying on that. I totally am. But He does say to be prepared. To be prepared with His word, to be prepared. And the way to do that is to gather as much as you can and ask Him to guide you. And preparation comes. Now, it's a process. And I'm in the middle of this process. And it's a beautiful process. And if you're tuning in right now, thank you so much for doing so. This is the Sue Free Show. And San Diegans, I just thank you so much. I thank you for connecting with me. I really, really love it when I hear from each and every one of you. Venturians, thank you for joining in and being part of the show. And LA, Orange County on KKLA, and even up in Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo with the station KUHL. And I think there's two or three stations, and they're not Christian-based. They are secular. And I just thank you so much for joining in on Sundays. So we're going to get started here, and there's a scripture that's just blaring at me right now, and so I am going to speak this, and what it says is in Hebrews 10:22, and it is in prayer form for me, and here's what we're going to ask. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. That is so beautiful, and it brings me to a time, and because my whole desire is for me to connect with you, it's really important for you to know where I'm coming from. Now, I can't know where you're coming from, and I can't know what part of my experiences are going to connect with you. But when I go into defining or letting you know my life, I'm hoping that you're going to see that everything that happens in our lives, whether it's my life or your life, everything that happens, and I don't know where you're at, if you're on the plus side, on the rainbow side, or if you're in the dark cloud side or the rainy, stormy side, I don't know where you are, but God does. He knows right where you are right now. But I know that by me being faithful and me delivering the message, that the Lord is going to meet you right where you are. Not Sue Freeze, but the Lord. And that's so much, it's so very important that you understand that we all are being called to be used for His glory, not for our own, you know, our own benefit, but for His benefit and for your benefit. Because He wants you to be completely healed. He wants you to be completely freed. He wants you to live in abundance. He wants you to live in the purpose that He created for you. And the only way you can do that is if we wash the slate clean, which He already did this for us. But sometimes, which I'm going to get into my story, and you're going to understand more about what I'm saying right now, as I know this firsthand, is that sometimes we don't realize it. Sometimes we don't realize that we have His cleanse, that we have and that we are worthy of His love, because he died. He sent his only son to die for us in place of us. So in that, we need to rest assured. We need to be full assurance what faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. That's so beautiful to me. I just love it. So Sue Freeze, who am I? There was a time in my life, I can remember I was in the second story of the house that I grew up in for 13 years. I'm in the first room furthest from the stairs, and I screamed, cried out to God and said, who am I? And why am I here, God? Why am I here? It's got to be more than what I'm doing. It's got to be more. And I remember that day like it was yesterday. And I didn't have the answers right now. God didn't speak to me audibly at that moment. But because I was aware and because I wanted to know, he revealed things to me just little by little, just etching away little by little. So who is Sue Freeze? Well, a little bit of me is I grew up in Orange County. I was the middle daughter. I was a B student, very, very, very skinny. People would make fun of me all the time. I loved to dance from very early on. Wanted to go to camp really bad. I had a dysfunctional family, a very passive-aggressive father who wasn't real affectionate and would always yell at me and put me down. And so kind of that was my life. And my mother was very loving, very supportive, very kind and wonderful. They're both gone. And I love them both. And my mother, I know, is smiling at me. I don't know what my dad's doing. Anyway, with that being said, I wanted to break away and I wanted to go to camp because I loved having physical activity and I loved having fun and I wanted to go away to camp. And so my mom says, we can't afford to send you to camp. So the only way I could go is by me earning my way there. And I did. And I learned so much about sales. I learned so much about how many doors you knock on in order to get a yes. And I realized also that people were very supportive when they could capture or get involved with what it is, my why, my passion of why I wanted to go. And when they asked me those questions, they quickly bought some peanuts from me and I earned my way to camp. At camp, the reason that's important is because that's when I first received the Lord. It was around a campfire and smelling the pine needles and just the whole experience was so amazing to me. And I came back feeling like I had all the answers and that God on my side, how could anything go wrong? And it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't even 2 hours when my mom says, Susie, you need to come in. I need to talk to you. And she told me that mom and daddy are getting divorced. And I felt so out of control. And I felt like, no, you can't do this. You don't understand. I have all the answers now. I've got God on my side. We just got to let God work. And she says, no, we've already made the decision. And isn't that interesting that we have choices? We make choices every minute of our day, every minute of our life. And those choices don't affect just us. They don't affect just us. They have a ripple effect and they affect other people. So when we're making those choices, we need to only not think about ourselves. We need to think about how this choice affects other people. Moving forward. I graduated from high school. Mom and dad divorced. And my senior year in high school, I got invited to a Christian group. And once again, I got totally involved. And it felt really good. But I decided that I needed to move away from the house and I needed to go to college. And my parents again said, we can't afford to send you. So if you're going to go, you're going to have to earn your way. And I was 17 years old at the time, and I decided to move to L.A. from Orange County. Where's L.A.? I don't really know. I just know it's up there somewhere. And so I just wanted to get away. I had a boyfriend for 6 years from junior high all the way through high school. That wasn't going well, and I just decided I needed a new beginning. So I changed my name from being Susie to my first name, and I went away to college, and I went to the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising because I thought, wow, how exciting, fashion, creativity, and all of that. And it just excited me. And so I signed up for that, and I went away to college in L.A. and lived in a dorm kind of situation. And I lived on macaroni and cheese. And at that time, I can remember it was 19 cents a box. Okay, that tells you how long ago that was. And I gained how many pounds? Probably 10, 15 pounds during that time because macaroni and cheese isn't the best diet, but it was cheap. Anyway, So I went to the Fashion Institute, and I decided I wasn't on the designing end. I really realized that I enjoyed the business aspect of it better. I fit better with the people on the business side than I did the creative, colorful side, if you get my drift. And that was a wonderful experience. And from there, right when I was graduating from there, I got a job, and the job was for Shelley's Tall Girls, no longer in existence, and they had their own manufacturing and retail, 52 stores, and I was the admin assistant. Why is that important? Well, I got involved with this gentleman that I met at a club, and I was dancing all this time, and we ended up getting recognized. We went to American Bandstand, and we were the local people. We were the steady people on American Bandstand for like 2 years. The regulars, I guess you'd call us. And we got chosen to do the National Dance Champion Contest. It's annual, and it was 8 weeks of different routines. And the way they could vote back then, which is funny because this tells you how long ago this was, is that anybody that wanted to vote had to write it on a postcard and send it to American Bandstand. You could not, no longer text because you didn't have mobile phones then. And we won. We won this contest, which at the time I didn't realize it was going to be a huge, you know, time in my life, but it was very exciting. And then we got an agent and started doing commercials and things like that. So a little part of Sue Freeze in there, the good part. And right after that, I met my husband, had two beautiful children, Tyson and Tiana. You've heard me talk about them. And our marriage was really struggling for the longest time. If you're tuning in right now, I just thank you so much for doing so. This is KKLA 99.5, or you might be on sister stations, and we just thank you all the way around. And listen, I just want to ask you, connect with me, would you? The reason I'm telling you my story is because I want you to connect with me, and I'm going to tell you some really vulnerable things about Sue Freeze. And the reason I do that is not for you to feel sorry for me, because I don't feel sorry for me at all. I think that everything that happens to us is for a reason. And it's to bring us to where we are here right now. And I'm being kind of long-winded because I have to just build this story for you. Anyway, go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go there and connect with me. Please do this. I really, really want you to connect with me by going there. All right? So where was I? I had two children. Marriage was on the rocks, really tough. And I was working with him for 20 years. In his pest control business, and then I had an opportunity to buy my own, which is currently Ecola Services. And during this time, we've grown the company, and we have 7 offices and about 80 employees, and it's going well. And you don't realize how much you know or don't know until you get in the middle of all of this, but it's been a great experience. One thing I didn't mention, and I think it's important, and I just realized it by flipping the page, which I'll remember this. This is, like I said, test run, you guys. So thank you for being my guinea pigs. When I was at the Fashion Institute, I really have a heart for serving. And when we were graduating, I'm sitting there at the chair and they're describing this person. And I'm thinking, Mal, when I grow up, I want to be like that person. And then they mentioned my name. And I won this award. And the award was the Rose Award, which stands for recognition of outstanding service to everyone. And I thought, there is no better award than that one. For me, I mean, that touched my heart so much. And I just felt like that was so special for me because college was difficult for me. It was difficult because I had moved away. I had just, you know, it was like stepping out and new adventure, yes, but a lot of changes, and it worked out really well. But the reason I'm telling you this is I went from fashion to bugs, and that's hysterical. I mean, it's really funny, but the message in that is that God wants us to bloom where we're planted, and whatever skill set, whatever gifts you have, you need to use them for His glory, and you need to use them not for your boss, but you need it to the best of your ability. You need to give it your all the time. And if you're not doing that, you're selling yourself short, you're selling God short, and you're selling whoever it is you're doing whatever you're doing for, you're selling them short. So, in my business, at Ecola, I will say that I have employees that are all levels. I have some that they're go-getters, and they're just everything they got all the time. Their attitude was just so great and is so great. And then I've got others is like, why me? Woe is me? Blah, blah, blah. And those people, they're not getting as far as those that are putting their all effort in because it's very visible. It's very recognizable on who really has the attitude that's going to progress you to the next level. Some of you, that's speaking to you. Some of you, that is speaking to you. And other people, maybe it's not. Maybe it should be. I don't know. But some of you, you're giving it your all, and you're shaking your head, yep, that's me. And then others are going, gosh, you know what? Maybe she's right. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. Maybe the Holy Spirit's right, and maybe I'm getting a shakeup right now, and maybe I need to just do a little, I need to be more thankful. I need to be feeling blessed and thankful, because we are, aren't we? We are so blessed, and we need to be thankful in all things. So Ecola bought it in 2000, and now we're in 2019. So, you know, my math says that's 19 years, and that's crazy. And then TV radio I've been doing since 2010, so that's nine and some years. And the radio show, I never would have guessed in a million years that I would be doing the radio show, but I am doing it, and I'm growing through it. And I have a TV show. It's just signed a contract for the third year. And the beauty of that is, who would have thought? Not me. And other than that is, I'm on secular TV. And who am I talking about? God. I'm talking about Scripture. I'm talking about Bible. I'm talking about God, Jesus. To be on public television, just and being able to talk to about God, it's pretty amazing. I just find that amazing. So I've also authored two books, and I never would have thought in a million years I'd be writing books either, but you know, things happen. So all of that was, you know, kind of then and now and moving forward. God has put something new on my heart, and it's been there for a long time. When I look at the moon, I see a woman with a microphone in front of her. And I had no idea. I thought maybe it was singing, but nope, it's not singing, although I love to sing. But I'm seeing that lady in the moon, and it's speaking. And God spoke to me through the moon, stating, you know, he wants to have me speaking. So I'm doing that. Now, some people, they start off on stage, and then they get a radio show. But no, not Sue Freeze. God had his reasons to put me behind a mic, because I can't see my audience. I can't see you. So I'm relying on the Holy Spirit totally, because I can't, there is no give and take here. It's a one-way conversation, basically. And I'm relying on the Holy Spirit to give me emotion, feeling, even to picture a person, which I just did. I got a picture of a person right now. You know, and with that comes emotion, because the Holy Spirit creates this in me. Now, some of you might think that's really strange, but it's a reality for me. So with that, I feel. And when I feel, I'm required to respond to the feeling. So the dream God gave me a long time ago is to have a ranch. With horses, yes, a ranch with horses, and to be able to help mothers with children get a fresh start when they're in a bad situation. Because I've had employees, and I have friends, and I firsthand understand that sometimes when you get in a bad situation, it's almost impossible, if not impossible, financially, fear of anger, fear of physical abuse, to not be able to get out of a bad situation. You might lose your children if you move out, or what's going to happen next? And so I want there to be a safe place for moms to go. And God wants mothers to be protected with their children. God wants that. He doesn't want this evilness. And so that dream of having a ranch where moms can come is actually happening. It's coming to fruition. It's not open yet, but it's getting close. And if you want to connect with me on that level, please do. Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word.com, and we can talk. I already have two mothers that's reached out to me, and it's very exciting to see where things are going. If I was going to back up, which I'm going to just for a minute, because there's a couple of things that have happened to me that I think people need to know, is that when I was growing up, my mom divorced, and she married an alcoholic father, a man. And he was my stepfather, and he sexually molested me. I also had, in my working years, early on, 17, 18 years old, to where I was a traveling sales rep, and I was traveling, and I was in Bakersfield, and I was raped. I also had a decision to make because I got pregnant and I had an abortion. Now, the reason I'm telling you all that, yes, you can judge me if you like. Go ahead. It's okay. Because it's okay. I'm washed clean as snow. Okay. I don't have a guilty conscience anymore. And my body is washed and it's pure. And I've been forgiven. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't know where you are. God does. And God wanted me to share that with you because there might be some of you out there that are still struggling with the pain or the unworthiness of feeling like you did something to deserve that, which you did not. And no matter what you've done in your past, God will meet you right where you are. And he's a forgiving father. And there's this word and this feeling and this thing that he talks about, and it's called grace. And grace, the acronym is God's riches at Christ's expense. He died for all of that. And you can be washed white and clean as snow, as I was. I was married 13 years, and I felt like I was not capable of continuing on, and I had two children that needed me. And I was in the shower, and I broke down into fetal position, and I said, God, I don't know what to do. My kids need me, and I'm not capable. I'm just not being able to function because my marriage is failing drastically, and I don't know what to do. And I've tried everything. I've read the Bible. I prayed, and nothing's working. And so right after that, I was hearing a radio show, and it was called 800 Help for Me. Call 800 Help for Me. And I'm like, 800 Help for Me. I need help, and I need it now. And so I dialed it, and they talked to me a little bit, and then I called my sister, and some of you have already heard this story. My sister was working at the time. She couldn't take time off to watch my kids. I couldn't get away. And within minutes, I'm not kidding you, I'm in the garage. I'll never forget this. And I'm like, you know, always in turmoil and always just reiterating the conversations that have been happening and what part did I play and is it my fault and just going through all this stuff all the time and not being able to really be present. My sister calls. She goes, never going to guess what happened. I'm like, what, Darcy, what happened? She goes, I just got laid off. So guess what? I can come watch the kids so you can go get the help you need. And that's exactly what I did. She made me call. She goes, I'm going to lose my job over this. You better get in there. And so I did. I called 800 Help for Me. I thought I'd be in there 3 days, and I was in there 21 days. And during that 21 days, listen, during that 21 days, I had intense therapy. And that's when I learned that I was sexually molested, because before that, your heart, your mind protects you from all bad. And sometimes we don't even know what we don't know. So with that being said, I just wanted to connect to you on that level, because what could I know? What have you been through? People say, oh my gosh, Sue, you just look like, you know, your life, happy life, happy life. No, I've been through things just like you have. And the thing is God's there, and God brings you through these things, because what was, and what is right now. But what will be is the future, and we have a bright future. But some of us get so caught up in the now and the past that we don't allow ourselves to feel the future. So we want to put off the old, don't we? And we want to put on the new. And the new is God and our relationship with him. And when we do this, it's going to be such a wonderful, wonderful life. But we need to do what we need to do. We have the choice to decide whether we're going to receive him and understand him and believe in him or not. So what's it going to be? What's it going to be? So we're going to go to break right now. I want you to be thinking about that. And some of you are crying right now, and that's the Holy Spirit working in you. And it's okay. Let it out. Let it out. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
As a special tribute to all the wonderful moms, now through the end of May, we are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
A little rain, a little sun, and a house made of wood. Your house. A termite's paradise. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of Ecola Termite Services.
And Sue, Ecola is California's leading termite and pest control company.
This time of year, termites are looking for a home, and chances are they've already moved in to your home. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, raising kids, thousands of hungry kids.
Ugh. Ecola will get rid of those unwelcome house guests quickly by using effective and family-friendly methods like microwave, electrogun, and the Ecola heat process that kills termites without the move-out hassle or embarrassment of tenning. I love that.
Call us at 1-877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off.
Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ask about Ecola's lifetime renewable warranty. 1-877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Okay, thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, we'd love to hear from you. Go to Sue Freeze. Spelt like fries, one word, .com. And we'd be happy to talk to you because I really want to help you out. If you're not sure if this is the right medium for you, I can help you out with that too. So just get in touch with me and I will help you out. I have a show in San Diego. I have one in Ventura. I have, you know, KKLA covers LA, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Orange County. So depending on where you are and what area you service, we can accommodate. So just get in touch with me so that we can do that, all right? Please do. I want to help you. Some of you have been crying. Some of you are feeling it completely. Stay there. Stay right where you are in your emotions, okay? I want you to stay there. So I'm going to fast forward just a little bit. In 2011, been doing E. coli and whatnot, I finally got a horse. And in 2010, Mother's Day, I fractured my back because my horse bucked me off. A year later, after trying to heal from the fractured back, which I didn't know was fractured for a long time, I decided to get back on the horse again. The same horse. And this time he bucked again, and it was Father's Day, June 18th. And I shattered my right leg. Now, I'm a dancer. I compete, perform, love dancing. It's my passion. I do a lot of other things, as do most people. I water skied, snow skied. Anything and everything that had to do with your legs, I did it. It's just, you know, the legs were a big deal of everything that I did. And here I was with a shattered leg. I'm looking at pictures right now, and it's pretty incredible, the bones floating all over the place. And I could go into that story, but I really don't want to because it's not the point of this show today. The thing is that I determined, the surgeon came in and said, we're not sure. We're going to try to put you back together again. You really did a number. And I said, yeah. And he says, I'm going to try to get it to where you can walk again. I said, no, you don't understand. I want to do a lot more than walk. I'm going to live till I'm 107, and I've got a lot of life left in me, so you need to do more than just walk. He goes, well, you're a high achiever. Yeah, yes, I am a high achiever, and I have a lot of life left. So please put me together again to where I can dance. He says, I'll do my best. So it took two surgeons, 6 hours on Father's Day. It was Sunday. And they were short-staffed, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they put me back together again. I have a metal plate to this day. I have a metal plate, 10 pins. The doctor at the time said, Sue, this should last you about 5 years, and then we'll have to give you an artificial knee. Okay, we're in 2019, so I'm on borrowed time, according to him. We're at eight years, yes, on this metal plate, 10 pins. Well, this last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I went... and I dance, and then I made finals and had to dance more. And then I did this other thing and I dance, and I totally overdid my leg. My leg screamed. My leg won't work. It's swollen, front knee, back knee, ankle, everything is not working. And so I was on crutches. I'm icing it every day, and I'm doing everything I can to not get this artificial knee. I've had a lot of positive reports on other people that have had it and said, it's okay, don't worry. And I'm like, I want to go as long as I can without that, and that's great. But right now I am hurting. I can't walk as well. I got my crutches out. I got my walker out, and who knows where that's going to go. So pray for me, please, on that. But during the time where I was healing from this, it was a 6-month period, I was in a wheelchair. I was in crutches. And during this time, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about me. I don't like being still.
And God was saying, be still and know that I am God. And I wrote a book. I wrote a book on learning to breathe. Now, how many out there need to remind yourself to breathe? Because I do. I have to remind myself to breathe because I get so going that I'm like, breathe, Sue, breathe. And I really, truly have to remind myself to breathe. Now, obviously, everything is going to remind me if I get to the point where I completely stop breathing. But there are times when I feel like I'm lightheaded and then I'm needing to breathe. So sometimes it's my way of just breathe in, breathe out. Some of you need to do that right now. Some of you need to just breathe in and breathe out. And with that, understand that the Lord, you want to ask the Lord to go inside you. And I do that. I just, Holy Spirit, please just come inside me. I want to breathe your presence. I want your presence to be with me right now because I need your strength because I am out of strength right now. I don't have what it takes right now, Lord. Please give it to me. Ask and you shall receive. That's what he says, right? So I wrote a book on learning to breathe. It's available. All you have to do is let me know. And it's available. Go to my website, Sue Freeze, spell like fries, one word.com. So now, where am I today? Today, Ministry House. And here's the crux of this story today. I've been, not me, I have my boyfriend and my son and others. There's been a lot of people that have contributed to the restoration of this house, the Ministry House. And this house is teaching us so many lessons that I can't even begin to tell you. I'm doing a documentary on it, and I think it's going to be very, very good. But I'm showing the befores and afters, the restoration. Now, here we are 2 years in, and I just, with all the rains that just happened, my roof was leaking. So now I'm doing all this beautification inside the house to make it pretty. And we painted. We did all these things. And then I look up. And the foundation is the foundation on the ground, but also your roof. You know, you don't want to have a rainy, leaky roof, right? So I probably should have done that at the very beginning, but I didn't because of the huge expense. So I did a lot of other things. So I just put on a new roof, and that's good. But now we have to go back and repaint the ceilings because we had leaking. And so that, there's a story in that and a lesson in that, I'm sure. But the lesson I want to talk about right now is something the Lord revealed to me this last weekend. There's two things that have happened. One, I reconnected with a person. Her name is Sue, and I reconnected with her, and I haven't, like, visited with her or anything, but Facebook is a wonderful thing in this regard. And I reconnected with her because our parents were friends, and we grew up kind of together, but she's younger. She's, like, my sister Darcy's age, and so they hung out together, and her brother is my age, and we hung out together. So I reconnected with her because there's been a lot of things happening in her life. And I didn't know the what. I didn't know very much about it, but I said, oh, you live where? Oh my gosh, that's so close to the Ministry House. We need to get together. So I didn't let up on that. And she goes through, you know, emotional times in her life. And so I didn't let up. And I kept on because the Lord was revealing to me that I needed to make contact with her. There's a lesson in that right there. You know, if there's somebody that's coming to mind right now that you really feel like you should be spending time with, spend time with them. Anyway, so we finally connected, and I went to her house, and I picked her up, and she went to the DMV with me. That's another story for another day. Oh, my word. Anyway, so then I took her back. She drove over to the Ministry House, and I said, do you feel like painting? She said, sure. So we painted for like 7 hours. 7 hours on the wrought iron fence outside in the heat. And for 7 hours, this girl talked and talked and talked because she needed to talk. She didn't need answers. She just needed to talk, and she wanted to talk with someone listening. And that was me. I was chosen. I was the chosen one that got to spend this time, special time with her. And during this time, she revealed to me that she lost her one and only son. I can't remember his age. I think it was 24 or 28. And it was a car accident, and her son got T-boned and was in critical condition for 10 days. And it was in 2011 when I was going through everything with my leg. She was going through this. So totally different scenario, correct? I mean, I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to walk and what my future life is going to be like. And my head was, I'm going to believe that I'm getting better every day. And I kept telling myself I'm going to get better every day. But here's Sue, who lost her son way too early. Parent is not supposed to outlive their children. Why? Why, God? You know, is a question she was asking. And even though I was fighting the fight of, am I going to be able to walk again? She lost her one and only wonderful son. Now, that's kind of an end. something. You know, that's like a part of you is gone forever. And that's exactly what it is that type of death. It's like, you can't regain that. You can't regain that. And there's no way that a lot of people can even comprehend or understand the depth of that. A mother may be more so than others, but still. So listening to her talk about everything that's going on, she lost her mother, she lost her father, and she lost her son all within a very short period of time. Any one of those is enough to set you off the side. But she, all three. And, you know, she just needed to talk. And I was the chosen one. And I took the time. And I'm thankful I did, even though emotionally it was draining and emotionally it was hard because I want to fix things. You know, I'm a peacemaker and a fixer, right? You know, it's like, go to solution. There is none. There's no solution for this other than God. His grace is sufficient, and that his strength, it's his strength. It's not our strength, it's his strength. You're listening to The Sue Free Show. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful, and I'm so humbled to be able to be part of your life right now, that you're taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this. And the reason you're listening is because it's touching something within you. And there's something that God wants you to hear. If you found this for the first time, understand that God ordained that. God made that happen. You might not believe it, but it's true. There is no coincidence. So if you're listening to the show, there's something here for you. And you need to pay attention because there's a message. So we were painting the wrought iron and we needed to not drip and we needed to be careful. And we were trying to cover the rust because the rust, the water from all the rain was causing the metal to rust. And we had to coat it. We had to protect it. And the only way to do that is, number one, is I had to do, this has been a 4-week program and it's been over months because it's just so tedious and so time consuming. And every weekend has been devoted to this house. Anyway, so we had to put the Rust-Oleum, which is a rusty color, on it first. And then you go over it with whatever color you want it to beautify it and make it pretty. So we chose white. So we have the rust color and we've got to paint it a whole thing over with the white. So that's what we were doing. Well, there was this area in the wrought iron, the big poles that hold the littler poles. I don't know how to explain that any better than that, but there's ones that are stronger, right? They have caps on them, the rubber caps. And during the installation of the wrought iron, which was donated, thank you, Dana, my contractor, he donated fence. They had to, you know, solder it together, weld it together and whatnot, and then they put it in. It didn't have the rubber cap, so the water from the rain was going inside, which, you know, we didn't think about that. But it was going inside the poles. So here we are painting the outside, making it pretty, and trying to protect the wrought iron. And what we didn't understand was the water was eating away at the pole from the inside out. So I'm sitting there on a rocker on the patio looking at my work, our work, all of our work, and I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord to reveal what's the lesson. What is it that, what's the message, Lord? What's the message here? What do you want me to speak about? What do you want me to talk about, Lord? And then this is what happened is I'm painting one of the poles and water kept coming out of the bottom of the pole and there was this little hole that the rusted out from the bottom, right? So the water's sitting in there. And I kept painting and it kept just washing the paint right off of the thing. And I'm like, what the heck is happening here? And that's when I realized and discovered that there was water inside the pole. Not only that one, there's probably 20 poles. So I said, oh my goodness, we got to get all the water out of the inside of the pole because even though we're protecting the outside of the pole, the inside is rusting out. So Stephen, my boyfriend, he drilled through every single pole. And water just gushed out, and it was rusty, ugly water that gushed out. And we took the rubber caps off so we could get the air in there to dry it out from the inside out. And with that, I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So the lesson is this, is we can focus all day, every day for the rest of our lives. And I've been an image consultant, and I say you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression, right? Our outside appearance is important. But look, the true healing and the true godly thing is your heart from the inside out. It's your heart. And all the things that I shared with you is to let you know that God was there to walk me through the process to understand who I was, why I was, why I'm here. Who am I? I'm Sue Freeze, and I'm a child of God. I'm his daughter. And I am here to glorify him in anything and everything that I do. And I was created for a specific purpose. And it's his purpose, not mine. And the same goes for you. You were created for a specific purpose. Where are you in that process? Where are you on that process? And everything that's happened to you up till now is prepared you for this next step. Do yourself a favor and take that next step. Take it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and so can you. Believe it. We need to focus on the inside. When I went into that 21-day therapy, it was totally focused on my insides. It was focused on if I didn't wear makeup, I felt ugly, and they made me not wear makeup. There were so many lessons in that I learned, and codependency. You know, having other people tell me who I am. The truth of the matter is God tells me who I am, and God tells you who you are. And the beauty of that is if you want to know what those are, go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there and pull down the I ams, because then you're going to learn that he says that you are victorious. He says that you are a child of God. He says that you're the ambassador. You're the ambassador to Christ. And there's 3 pages of I ams. So stop listening to the people. Stop listening. You're not here for them. You're here for God. And start living your life like that. There's a song right now, I don't even know who sings it, and I was listening to it right after I was praying, and there's no one going to steal my joy. I love that song. There's no one that's going to steal my joy, because my joy comes from the Lord. And if you're not joyful, if you're not happy, I want you to check what's going on inside of you. What's your belief system? Who do you believe you are? Who are you? And why are you here? And that's my message. That's the Lord's message. He wants you to understand who you are. And he wants you to understand why you are here. And your why gives you the strength to push through when nothing else will. You can get beat up, shot down, and your why will get you through anything. And you will persevere. You will persevere just by knowing who you are and why you're here. So what's eating at you on the inside? Okay, question is this. I know that when I was in that 21 days of therapy, which God ordained, and people say, aren't you embarrassed to even tell people that? And I said, are you kidding me? I felt like it was such a blessing. It was a gift he gave me. It was a gift he gave me. And by being in there, I experienced so many spiritual things that not everybody gets to experience. And I think it's giving me discernment in the spirit that not everybody has. Can everybody get it? You can ask. Ask and you shall receive. But I believe that because of the experiences that God has allowed me to experience, it's created this strength and this Holy Spirit power for me that I can endure and I can go through. Now, with that comes attack. And the more I pursue God and the more I do for God, the more there's more sacrifice involved and there's more attack. But in Jesus' name, I rebuke the devil, and you can too, because there's power in his name. Understand that whenever you're coming against attack, it's not of flesh and blood, it's principalities, and you need to just speak the word of Jesus over whatever it is. And I know that can be scary for some because they don't understand what I'm talking about right now. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. Are you loving yourself? Because you need to love yourself. And if you're abusing yourself and you're talking bad about yourself, stop it. Just make a choice. Make a choice right now to love yourself. And do what you need in order to get healed. My big thing is, way back then, is I felt unworthy because of decisions I had made, because of things that had happened to me that I took responsibility for that weren't mine to take. But I felt unworthy to receive God's love, or anybody's for that matter. I felt unworthy. And that's a lie from the devil, that you are worthy to receive his love, to receive his grace. You are worthy. And when I got a hold of that and was washed clean and white as snow, like Hebrews 10:22, that's just such beautiful, that blessed assurance. No more guilty conscience. Just washed clean and white as snow, that I was forgiven and that I was pure and that I could receive whatever God had for me. That was a beautiful day for me. My look changed. My demeanor changed. My shoulders went back. I smelled better. I felt better. I looked better because I felt like I belonged. Don't we all want to belong? That's why there's so many gangs. These kids with no fathers, they just want to belong somewhere. It's so sad, isn't it? We want to belong and we want to be understood. Don't we? Don't we all want that? We all bleed the same. It's another song. We all bleed the same. And I love that because we do. We all have a heart. We all have emotions. And we want to belong and we want to be understood. And it says to seek to understand more than to be understood. Are you doing that? So good. So good. So I'm going to read from Sarah Young. And this is today. How appropriate this is. Are you ready? Trust me and don't be afraid, for I am your strength and song. Do not let fear dissipate your energy. Instead, invest your energy in trusting me and singing my song. The battle for control of your mind is fierce, and years of worry have made you vulnerable to the enemy. Therefore, you need to be vigilant in guarding your thoughts. Do not despise this weakness in yourself, since I am using it to draw you closer to me. Your constant need for me creates an intimacy that is well worth all the effort. You are not alone in this struggle for your mind. My spirit living within you is ever ready to help in this striving. Ask him to control your mind. He will bless you with life and peace. Isaiah 12:2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Romans 8:6. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Take an inventory of where your life is right now, and if you're not completely satisfied with where it is, what are you going to do about it? Where do you start? You need to make a change. You need to make a choice. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Understand His grace is sufficient for you. Understand that the new, you're the new. What was, what is, and what will be. Where are you? Live for today. We don't have any promise of tomorrow. Live for today. Plan for the future, but live for today. I'm telling myself that too. Please, please, please do something different to find the joy in the Lord. God bless.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.